I want to focus on a serious issue that's being ignored in favor of all kinds of fake news and grandstanding. In college, I took a course on demography. That means we were looking at the explosion of population in parts of the world, which then leveled off, but at much higher levels than before. Everything we're struggling with in this 21st century is related to that explosion of population. The most significant advances in our longevity were the result of public health advances, precisely the things that people don't want to spend on right now, on our water and sewer systems. I remember my dad asking every owner of places we stopped for the night whether the water was potable, meaning it was drinking water from which we would not get sick. That was new in his lifetime. And by the way, my dad grew up in Brooklyn in New York City using an outhouse. Sure, many of us have used outhouses at one time or another, but they're not the best protection for public health in large communities. Septic systems take lots of space. After water and sewer systems, penicillin probably made the biggest difference. It's probably why I'm talking with you today, but never met my sister who died at 3 before the discovery of penicillin. Those advances added decades to our lives by comparison to very short advances from modern medicine and surgery. And they're a large part of the problem of global warming. There are lots more of us burning things, driving cars, using electricity, getting what we need for business or pleasure from the furthest corners of the world. That takes energy. Energy has been produced by burning things. And so the world gets hotter, the oceans expand, tropical diseases proliferate, and life threatens to get nasty, brutish, and short once again. And efforts to mitigate that will be overtaken if population continues to expand. Worldwide, it's doubled in my lifetime. So when I hear about advances in medical science, like the possible elimination of malaria, I think how wonderful for the likely victims. And then I wonder about the global impact. There's no free lunch. We can make lots of advances, but the world has its limits. More people will put more stress on the environment, and stress on the environment is already heading us toward the next major extinction. Us, human beings, our children and grandchildren. And so I think there's a trade-off between our health and our numbers. There is no human life after we're extinguished, only death and tears. So let's be clear, I'm very pro-life. But to be pro-life demands support for birth control, especially the kinds that prevent conception. There is no so-called pro-life position that is not also a position about death. It seems to me that the church and all houses of worship must rethink their positions about death and destruction, along with their positions about conception. The two are intertwined by laws well beyond our ability to control. Yes, the Bible says choose life. All our Bibles say that in some form. But are we choosing life if we ignore the reality of death, destruction, and extinction?